Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Today at 2 p.m., we say goodbye to another legendary future Hall of Fame Cowboy. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean RJ along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt on your home of America's team. And yesterday, Ian Rappaport with the news. Tyron Smith set to sign a one-day contract and retire. 5-time All-Pro, 8-time Pro Bowler, played 13 years here, but for his final season with the New York Jets.
Yeah, and look, I mean, he's a little bit of a, like, I feel like a historical missed opportunity. He had a great career. He was one of the most dominant, but the injuries stacked up so early relatively in the course of his career to where you really lost more than half of his career to consistent availability because of it. And so when he was at his peak, there was arguably no better tackle in football in the 21st century. He's that good.
But you know, it's interesting that you start with I don't think of the injuries first. I do think of his dominance. It doesn't feel like he missed half of his career, as you just alluded to. There were a lot of injuries. The injuries are the number two storyline for me, but it didn't feel like he missed that many to where, I guess my follow-up to you would be, okay, so that robbed him of moving where in the pantheon?
Among tackles, top three all time, top 3 to 5. Ooh. And now he's more like, yeah, he's one of the best, but he's not Munoz, he's not Walter Jones, he's not Orlando Ogden. Pace. Yeah, he's not one of those guys. And he could have been. It's just, so Tyron, in 2020, when he got shut down after 2 games, there was a point there where it felt like they were getting close to a divorce because Tyron had specifically told them, I'm not putting any more bad tape out there. I'm having surgery. Like, this is what we're doing. And so Tyron had felt like over the course of 3 to 4 years, he missed maybe 3 or 4 games a year, but he felt like those 13 he was putting in were never the games that they should have been.
He never played a full season after 2015.
So he never played a full season with Dak.
Right. Never played a full season. He went 13, 13, 13, 13, 2, 11, 4, 13, and then 10 last year. But no doubt Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the injuries throw a wrench into it because, I mean, the average tackle in the Hall of Fame has 4 first-team All-Pros. He's got 2. That's, you know, he's right there on the average Pro Bowls. And right there in the average years as a starter.
Do you guys think that Zach is more of a no-doubter? I mean, absolutely. We're gonna talk same class now.
Oh, if it's same class, let's say there's 30 voters. All 30 have to vote for Zach.
Zach, yeah, I mean, Zach Martin was, he walked into the league as a first-team All-Pro as a rookie. Like, Tyron took a couple years to get into place, but when he did, Tyron at his peak was like right there. They were neck and neck because Tyron at his peak was one of the most dominant tackles you'd ever seen.
Things I think of with Tyron, number one, and makes us feel old, right? Because we were here.
You guys, for sure.
yeah, you were covering them with your blogs. The youth coming out of USC.
Oh.
Youngest player drafted.
Yeah. When Zach got drafted, Zach was older than Tyron. Like that, and Tyron had been
his
in the league.
His whole life, actually.
Well, yeah. But Tyron had been in the league for 3-4 years at the time.
Tyron signed his contract extension before Zach Martin ever played a down in football.
Isn't that crazy?
And he was younger than him.
Isn't that insane?
Youth number one. To me, he's the second greatest physical specimen that I ever saw play offensive line. Number one is Ogden. I mean, Ogden looked like a WWE character. But Tyron Smith looked like he was cut out of freaking granite.
Yeah, he did.
And then his hands. I would joke with him back and forth. We did a little hand comparison. Probably my lowest moment in DFW radio history.
Did you get up here? Did you get past his actual palm?
Dude. That shot of him holding the football.
Yeah.
The shot of him holding a real NFL football, but he was a specimen. He looked like, you know, he looked like a Greek god. And he had all the arm braces and he had all the hardware, but they always said, and they'll probably say this when introducing him, Chris Berman, when he got his hands on you, it was over.
It was over.
It was over and done with.
It was over. And it'll be interesting to see how, like, you know, let's just say, because he's going to go in before Trent Williams, you know, but who would make it between the two?
Trent.
Trent's got more Pro Bowls.
Trent would have, universally, people view Trent as the better tackle.
Yeah, sorry.
Because of the longevity in large part. Because Trent continued to play deep into his 30s as an All-Pro tackle.
Yeah. Trent was hurt, too. I got to go look at his games missed.
But Trent,
he was always hurt in Washington.
Trent would get banged up. But Trent, like, for instance, in San Francisco, Trent has continued to make All-Pros as, like, a 36-year-old. Tyron's not even going to play a snap as a 36-year-old.
Here are the guys that are not in, that are kind of in the same All-Pro category as Tyron in terms of the same amount of All-Pros. Jim Trier's got 6 first-team All-Pros. He's not in. Jason Peters has 2 first-team All-Pros. He has more Pro Bowls than Tyron, but also more years. Joe Jacoby, same amount of, even from the Hogs.
Hogs.
Richmond Webb, same amount of All-Pros. Trent Williams got more. Andrew Whitworth has got the same amount of All Pros.
Not on the level. Peters and Whitworth are not on his level. It's not even hesitation for me.
No, and you know some of these are right tackles too.
You think there will be a question?
I don't think it's initial. I don't think he gets right in first ballot.
Yeah, I think he probably waits, especially if him and Zach are on the same ballot at the same time. Probably gets Zach votes and not Tyron.
Not a big talker. I'll be interested to hear how long this press conference today actually lasts at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. But one of the greatest accomplishments in morning show history was executed by Troy Hughes.
Oh.
And he had a thing. If you're an old school Tolo, new school Tolo, really, it was called Yo Roger Raps. Somehow Troy got these humongous names to agree to collaborate with the great Roger Emmerich through song. And he even got Tyron Smith to participate.
Hey, Roger Emmerich, can we go thrift shopping?
Oh!
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
Now walk into the club like, what up? I got a big... I'm just pumped. I bought some from the thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty, the people like, damn, that's a cold-ass honky. Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine, dressed in all pink except my gator shoes. Those are green, draped in a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. Piss.
Oh.
But it was 99 cents. Copping it, washing, about to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins someone else has been walking in. Whoa. Bummy and grungy. Man, I'm stunting and flossing and saving my money. I'm hella happy. That's a bargain. Whoa. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I have his hand-me-downs? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie Brown leather jacket that I found digging. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a knee board. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, and sell those. Sneakerheads would be like, ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
Oh, there it is. I forgot about cancel culture. I should have previewed that myself first. Yeah.
That's great. Macklemore's like a hero. Yeah, he now, Chop, would you like to dump on that song, too?
R. Kelly Sheets. That's a parody.
Oh, yeah, so he likes that one.
Parody, right. So it's
yeah,
good.
I don't dump on parody songs.
So congratulations to the great Tyron Smith.
I went and did a little bit more. Tony Baselli took him 16 years to get in.
Wow. Ooh.
But Baselli played, what, six seasons?
Baselli played...
Yeah, how many games?
Six. He started 6 years. He was an all-pro first team in three of them.
Yeah, but games played. Tyron started 171, but Baselli 90. Doesn't 91. Even sniff 91, that.
So almost double. But, I mean, in those 6 years, he's like, he's the...
he's Terrell Davis.
He's the Terrell Davis. The other one... Orlando Pace.
Ooh.
It took him three tries to get in.
Ooh.
And he started 12 years. He had three first-team All-Pros.
Pace, same. Feels like he's right in that Tyron ballpark. Pace was a beast.
Yeah, at his peak, Tyron's better, I think. But Pace was available more frequently. And Pace was able to maintain and be consistent enough.
Does Witten get in before Tyron?
No. I don't think so.
Witten does not get in before Tyron.
I think it's going to take Witten a few
take
years.
It's going to take Witten a while. Willie Rofe took him 19 years, and he had, he had four first-team All-Pros.
Stephen Jones yesterday on the Home of the Cowboys with Draft 101 Thursday night and the first round next Thursday. Join the KMC Masterpiece. Bobby, Cowboys Insider, what did you take away from Stephen?
The biggest thing to me was just the fact that he gave a lot of typical Steven answers on things, but the biggest thing to me was just him talking about that we're not really interested in moving up. That's not anything that we'd do. We'd like to move down, but we've heard a lot of that from a lot of teams.
I think there is some depth in this draft, and I think, you know, if you were going to say maybe it's not real top-heavy in terms of, the top of the draft being – inordinately strong. I think there's some really good football players, don't get me wrong, but I do think this draft, you can get really good football players, through the first half or, even into the second half of the draft. So, we feel real good about where we're sitting and think we can get a really good football player or given the opportunity. I don't necessarily see us moving up based on the way the board's coming together, but, could see a situation where we'd move down, but we're also, you always look at that pick. We've had some, good things happen to us, just outside of the top 10 with guys like Andre Ware and Micah Parsons and Zach Martin, Hall of Fame type players that are, that fall to you and you just pick them. And that very well could be the case in this draft.
Yeah. He obviously meant to say DeMarcus Ware, not Andre Ware, but, to me, this is if you're going to go down, that's what you'd like to do. The problem is everybody right now sounds like they want to go down, and that's there's not going to be a ton of dance partners to be able to go up.
Bobby has a trade down scenario that he will unveil and below the belt at 8:40. We got Nui Scruggs coming up. It's a Meat Church Wednesday with Matt Pittman back from the Masters and Frisco. Cooking crawfish for the boys at 8:20. Tim McMahon from Sacramento at 9:20. Steven was also asked, where are things with number 11, and do you have a great feel for what Micah Parsons wants?
Yeah, I think we, you always have a feel for it. And certainly, whether it's a Dak, a CD, or a Micah, I mean, there's no question he wants, paid in a way that's, commensurate with what he feels like he brings. And, certainly, we're trying to a little bit works, where the rub comes is we're trying to not only keep guys like Dak and CD and Micah, but we're also trying to put, a team around them that can be and can compete and, win championships. And so obviously we're
we're trying to get them to, you know, come a little our way and take into an account some of the things that are positive about playing for the Cowboys, playing, you know, in Texas and those type of things. And obviously they're trying to maximize, you know, their value on their contract. So it's, you know, it's all well-meaning. It's just, you know, a lot of times a journey to get there.
So that's where we stand with Stephen Jones on the KNC masterpiece.
It does feel like they at least, the way that they're talking about what the number they think will come in at least seems a little more
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Under control than Dak and CD did. Where there, it's not as much of like, well, we got to talk about this, we got to do this. They're a little more like, yeah, we all kind of understand where this is going to go.
He was one of the select few that got the Nico Harrison invite. He was also hanging out with Ron Washington last night. Our guy, our buddy, the great Nui Scruggs, NBC5, joins us during the commercial-free expressway with a Renegade ticket giveaway as well. Has Nui ever experienced anything like yesterday in his broadcasting career? Next. Did you wake up extra early today whatsoever to do the 5:30 start?
Like 20 minutes earlier.
So yeah. Got in here what time?
4:15.
Okay.
Around 4:15, yeah.
All right.
Sounds like it.
Peyton Russell.
All right, bud.
Hosting the show solo. The replay at 9 o'clock this morning, but we had to track down who actually got the special Nico invite, and this man did. The great Nui Scruggs, NBC5, hanging out with Ron Washington yesterday. We got Tyron Smith to talk about, maybe the Cowboys draft pick and draft strategy. And Nui is joining us live on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, boss. How are you?
Hey, I'm all good. Today's my work anniversary, year 25. Big five.
Look at you.
I was like, how the hell did Bobby get you to commit to 7:20? We can't even get Donnie that early.
No, man, I got to get to spin class later on today. Okay. I got to get up.
What did you think when you saw the invite on your phone?
Did they have somebody from the FBI who thinks that they can run this thing like the FBI? Hey, yeah, we want to talk to you, but don't bring a camera. You can't record it, but come by the bureau. This is a basketball team. You know that, right? I didn't commit a crime. Nobody's mad at me. There's no fire Newey signs. It's fire Nico signs. So why are you coming at me? I'm trying to help you. It's like that in Jerry Maguire. Like, help me help you.
Have you ever experienced anything like that or gotten those type of mandates in your 25-year career?
No. Nah, man. And I have been places, man. I was in Cleveland when the Browns moved and we had conversations with the mayor about, what's next? They didn't do that to us, though they said no cameras, but they did say you could come in here and talk to us. But I mean, it wasn't anything like this where they were, you're just like, what are you trying to hide? Like, you need me. That's the other thing about, like, you need me. That was the wildest thing about it. And so I initially asked Tim McMahon, hey, did you get an invite? He's like, to what? He didn't know about it at first. And anyway, he pushed back and said, look, we need to be able to record this. Because, you know, while you're telling us you're going to record it, we need to make sure that, you know, it doesn't break or that we're getting exactly what we want. Because at first, they would just say, we're just going to give you a transcript. And lo and behold, a transcript didn't show up from the Mavericks until 4:41 in my email inbox.
Yeah.
So luckily, we were able to record it, but they told us there was no live tweeting. And they said, we cannot air the audio. So, like, I have it, but I can't put it on air. So these were the restrictions that they gave us. It just wasn't a good look when it was all done later on. I just talked to somebody I knew over there, like, you know this wasn't good, right? You know that, right? I can't say the line in Mississippi. You ain't messed up, right?
Nui, real quick.
You messed up, right?
Nui, you mentioned Cleveland. Compare this to that city in Modell. Is it the same? Is it more? Is it less?
Ah, man. You know, God bless Art. I loved Art Modell. Personally, Mark was good to me. He hated Jerry. Boy, the stories he was just saying. And the wildest thing of all was, like, Art, everything you hated about Jerry was right. And had you listened to Jerry, you would have got a stadium. You would have kept your team. But he was so just anti-Jerry. But so I'm 24, and they'll tell me, hey, man, we need you to get to the set ASAP. All right, what's going on? Browns are moving. Huh? Yeah. What? So I go out there, 24-year-old, what team is leaving town. And this is just weeks after the Braves beat the Indians in the World Series. So the difference between this is just like, man, the team is leaving town. The team, yeah. Like the Cowboys up and leaving, the Yankees up and leaving.
Yeah.
So the Mavericks are still here. You've just taken away their best player. The thing I can compare it to a little bit is Bernie Kosar. When Belichick cut Bernie, Bernie beloved in the town. That was their guy. That was the guy who wanted to be a Cleveland Brown. And they went from first place to third place. And when Bernie got cut and signed with the Cowboys, they had people in Cleveland following the Cowboys all the way to the Super Bowl because they were rooting for Bernie to win a Super Bowl. And so that kind of venom that Belichick lived with, even when he ended up going to the playoffs with Saban, it just never went away. They never forgave Belichick for cutting Bernie Kosar. And that's probably where I would say this Nico thing is right here. It's that level where people are mad. You cut my guy. This was the guy I came out for. This was a dude that I loved. And you got rid of him, and you didn't have to. Now, Belichick was right because Bernie was never the same player. But we know Luka Doncic is going to have a lot more years left in his career.
Nui, did they come across in the meeting as more detached from reality of where and how they're viewed, or more carefree? They don't care how they're viewed by the public.
I don't want to say they don't care. I think Rick cares. I think Nico cares. He just believes in his philosophy. And he's not budging off that. He kept saying, you know, we're a defensive team. He kept saying it over and over. And he was like, Anthony Davis was the person we targeted. He's a two-way player. So he is sold on this belief that defense wins championships. And so, look, man, you guys know me. I don't try to go battle these people. I try to be fair with this. Hell, if anything, I was trying to be nice. I threw the brother a ball. I said, hey, Nico, you talked about defense wins championships. Can you give me, as a general manager, another example of where you saw a team say, hey, look, we need to give up some offense and move over here to defense that won a championship? Something that you looked at that said, hey, look, this is what I'm trying to do. Nothing. Couldn't give me anything. Okay. I asked him, I said, man, why do you want to stay in this job? You got the Paranito chance, you got the hats, you got death threats, you know what I mean? Your family, you know? He's like, I'm optimistic. I'm like, damn. I'm optimistic. I mean, this is a town that killed the president. You ain't worried.
this is the church.
And I sat right next to Nico. I sat next to him. I'm like, okay, but man, he's convicted. He believed this is it. Like, okay. All right.
Nui, where's the, you mentioned how much you thought this was a flubbed opportunity yesterday, that it wasn't something good, and the PR's been really bad for 2 months now in terms of the fallout from it. Where do you think that messaging is coming from? Is this a Nico led, this is our front, this is what we're going to look like, or do you think this is the advice they're getting from their communications department?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, man. You know, Rick Welts, I thought, you know, they brought Rick Welts out to try and help. There were just times when Rick Welts was talking. I'm like, dude, you're not helping. If anything, you know, you talk about, hey, man, I've been a part of three teams where we traded the best player. And then the best players you bring out are Lenny Wilkins, Stephon Marbury, and Eric Kim with
Monte.
Monte.
Monte Ellis,
like, stop. Stop. None of these three guys were at Luka Doncic's level. None of these three guys took you to the finals.
Yeah.
Like, none of this was here, you know? Like, guys, they're taking you off TV, you know? Your own fans are here cheering against your own players. This is a revolt. This is bad. Where they would rather see – they'd rather cheer for this dude who doesn't play for you than go cheer for your own guys. And at some point in time, I'm wondering, you know, after the season, does a Klay Thompson say, hey, man, this is what I signed up for. Can you move me?
Kyrie.
Nico's talking about Kyrie's gonna be back. Hey, you know, we confident. I'm like, so this is one that really, I just, man, this, so Rick Welts is on us like, yeah, we're not talking enough about this stadium. You guys aren't talking enough about the stadium. I said, okay, so you were in San Francisco, you helped build Chase Center, you had Steph Curry, okay? People pay to see Steph, you had Steph. What are you selling here? And he looks at me for a second like I'm the idiot. Kyrie Irving. I'm like, Kyrie Irving? Like, my first brother, he's hurt again. Then I'm like, you do realize when you talk about going to the stadium in 2031, 32, Kyrie will be 40.
Oh, man.
Stop this. Stop this. I just like, what are we doing here, man? Don't tell me that I'm not doing my job. I'm not talking about this stadium. You're going to tell me you're going to sell Kyrie Irving. He's a 40-year-old man. He'll be 40 years old. This isn't the. Meanwhile, Luka will be in his 30s.
Nui Scruggs, Channel 5, join us here, 105 through the Fan. Was there a wow moment in here in this meeting where you're like, they just don't get it?
So Nico was to my left. I sat right next to Nico to my left. To my right was my old boy Tim McMahon. I had a good seat for this. So, Timmy Mack, who's not been able to get a hold of Nico, asked a question about Casey Smith, the former trainer, who is world class at what he does. I mean, been a part of Olympic teams, was integral in getting Tyson Chandler healthy to help the Mavericks win the 2011 championship, and you know, help keep Dirk upright for many, many years. Nico let him go, so Tim starts going into that, and Nico, as he says, he's like, you know what? Nobody said anything about Casey 2 years ago. You know, let me say thing when we went to the finals, and now you're bringing this up. He says, I think that's kind of a joke.
Ooh.
For you to do that. And in this book that I've been reading by Jefferson Fisher called The Next Conversation, How to Argue Less and Talk More, great book. He talks about how you've got to make sure you're in control. And his latest podcast talks about when you're arguing with someone what not to say. And instead of him, Nico, going into the it's a joke, and then later on he kept getting, you know, disagreeing with Tim, what he should have simply said was, I'm disappointed. to say, Tim, I'm disappointed you're bringing up Casey Smith. We went to the finals last year. Nobody had any issues with our trainings because we were in the finals.
Yeah.
So I'm disappointed you're trying to go there. Casey was a part of this organization for a long time. He's with the New York Knicks. He's really good at what he does. But we feel confident in the people that we have.
Yeah.
And so along the way, as Tim was saying things, the simple words could have been, no, I'm disappointed. Or, you know, I don't accept that. I don't accept that premise because I know where our contracts are, where we can be in 2 to 3 years. I mean, it was just a classic case of he didn't get the proper training to be able to handle this because you got to know people are going to be ready to fire. And Timmy Mac, we all know Timmy Mac. Timmy Mac ain't scared.
Yeah.
And then once he said the word joke, then I could look at Tim like, uh-oh. All right. Now he about to take the gloves off. And sure enough, man, then he took the mic, because there was a mic that we shared. He went and got another mic, and he was sitting up there with the mic in his hand like he was Dirk at the podium. And he just started firing off. And poor Julie Fine, he's working with the Channel 5, she's now Bloomberg. Julie Fine just looking over there, all like, oh, my gosh. I'm like laughing, like, this is Tim. And it was just like, oh, boy. And you know, Nico was frustrated with Tim. And Tim didn't care at that point in time because he had, you know, questions he wanted answered. And, you know, man, it was just bad to watch. And I'm at the Ranger game. I can't tell you how many people were asking me about it. Did you get the invite? Did you? I mean, I had fans asking me. I had people who worked for the Rangers. One of the players was talking about in the clubhouse. I mean, dude, this is bad. And people were all talking about it. And it was like, why? Oh, the secret operation. What's going on here? And, you know, then I called somebody who used to work in the PR department. Like, what did I just go to? Do you know? And it's bad. I mean, man, it's tough because I've been 25 years, man. I used to be a season ticket holder for years. I mean, I hate to see what this has become. This is rough, man. And it's like, damn, honey, I done blowed up the franchise, and I'm still blowing it up, and this didn't inspire confidence in the team. And I have an idea what Nico wants to do from a, hey, I want to be this defensive team, but, man, it's just hard to stomach because you did go to the finals last year. It'd be one thing if you were in last place and it wasn't going anywhere, but you got to the finals, and you didn't lose in the finals because your defense was bad. You lost games because you couldn't score several times down the stretch when you had an opportunity to win.
Nui Scruggs from NBC5 joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Nui, do you believe Nico when he says he intends to see through the end of the deal these next 3 years?
Yes.
Well, that's sad.
I mean, what else is he going to do?
This
is his job.
I would say to him, like you did, like, are you going to watch when, I mean, it appears like you feel unsafe in the arena. Are you going to watch for the next 3 years in the tunnel? Do you want to walk around DFW fearing an egg bopping you upside the head? Like, I wouldn't want to go through that.
Look, man, I was around Jerry West when they signed Dennis Rodman against his will. And Jerry just stayed away when he was mad. I ain't going to deal with this. And Jerry would be in the tunnel a lot of games. A lot of games he watched for the tunnel. So that, you know, that's fine. You get to do what you want to do. He wants to tell you, and he keeps saying, you got to let this thing play out. And if you're the owner, Patrick DeMond, I think you almost have to let this thing play out at this point in time. So this is what you're going to do, fine. I just think there's a better way to message this than what they're doing. And that's the problem is you got to stand there and take it. I mean, doggone it, how many times, you know, I've done that Jerry show, you guys do the Jerry show, Jerry shows up, you know?
Yes.
We may not always like it at times, but Jerry shows up.
Yep.
And the fact that he ducked his job for 2 months and you left it on J.K. and the players to go have to handle, I just disagree with that. You may not like it, but you got to do it. I had lunch with John Daniels last week. You know, John always showed up.
Yes.
John got criticized heavily when he got that job at 29 years old as a general manager, but he showed up. You got to do that. You can't allow everybody else to take the bullets, and you're out here. You know, you're the one that made the trade. And, man, poor Jason Kidd, remember that first press conference? He looked like a hostage. We're in alignment. Like, Nico, help him. Baby, help him. He's your guy.
No, do you know if J. Kidd was in support of the deal?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. And, I think that here's what I will say, and Nico did bring this up. Give Jason Kidd a lot of credit because there are a lot of guys hurt. It's a whole lot of stuff be thrown at someone. And I thought Jason has handled it well, that he didn't throw his boss under the bus. He didn't throw players under the bus. He's tried to make, make people say, hey, Anthony Davis is a good player. And I feel bad for Anthony Davis. This guy's got a Hall of Fame resume. He's going into the Basketball Hall of Fame with his resume. These guys didn't ask for this. And the general manager could have helped all of those people out by telling people, come to me. Come bring it to me. How many times have we seen Jerry do it? Man, Jerry's at the courthouse, man. What a case. They're talking about him and being the daddy of some girl. Jerry's out here taking questions. I'm like, guys, Nico, this man is out here taking personal questions, okay, about his life and family. And you can't answer a basketball question? That's not.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Good. You may not be built for this.
Nui Scruggs.
It sucks because I like him. And that's the thing. I like him, but I can't defend this.
25 years. Our guy, NBC5, the legend, Nui Scruggs on 105.3 The Fan. Congrats, brother. Keep killing it. You look good. You look good. You were looking fresh yesterday. You look like you smelled good there next to Wash. I love you. Thanks.
I got that Argos cologne, baby. I am smelling good. I don't look good, but it smells good.
Thank you, brother. Love you. Nui Scruggs, NBC5. During this HOV portion of the Expressway, it's driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. It's time to chop it up.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Beware of your bell peppers. They might get you high.
I just ate two of those jalapenos. Oh, will they count as a bell pepper type?
I don't think that's a bell pepper. It's okay. A jalapeno pepper.
Okay.
But they are very good.
Yeah, very good.
The feds have seized $14 million worth of meth hidden in shipments of peppers and cucumbers right here in the great state of Texas. Customs agents, baby. $14.62 million worth of meth. It happened over the weekend.
So it was stuffed into the containers. I was thinking maybe they cut the top. What a pain in the butt process.
Oh, yeah.
You cut the top of the bell pepper, then you got to de-seed it. So they didn't stuff them in the bell peppers, yeah. Right? Because you can't stuff a cucumber.
No, you can't stuff. You cannot stuff a cucumber. You can use a cucumber to stuff things, but you cannot stuff a cucumber. By the way, the bell pepper hack where you push down the stem.
I don't know it.
Oh, grab the bell pepper, yeah. Your little stem. Take your two thumbs,
yeah.
Push down,
crack it.
It breaks, and then it opens. The seeds come out all as whole.
Whoa.
There's no mess. It's fantastic.
I'm going to buy some bell peppers after the show.
Learn that on TikTok. Man, yeah, buy them.
It has nothing to do with the meth peppers, does it,
right.
Sean?
Yes, buy them with the meth. But this guy was carrying 1,635 pounds of meth across the border, and he got stopped by customs agents. And I did not know that meth looked like tiles that you would get when you go buy a house or you go looking at new tiles. So there you go. This is from the Hidalgo Port of Entry.
And meth peppers, that's a little too strong. Call me when they get Adderall peppers chopped. That's when I'll start looking for the peppers.
That's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you adhere to the 5-second rule?
This is a great question. It depends. So like the other day, I knocked over a bunch of rice. I'm not collecting all of that rice.
To put back in. Yeah.
Although I think I did give a little to my daughter. But I'm not collecting every kernel to gather up everything else. Gather the kernels. No, if it's a bell pepper.
Right.
I'll pick it up. And I'm using it. If it's a piece of pizza and it splatters face down, I'm not eating that.
To me, that's the key. If the skin, for some reason, if the skin touches it, I'm cool with it. But like we say cucumbers. If a whole cucumber drops to the ground, I'm going to pick it up. But if I slice one and it lands flat and that wet is on there,
yeah.
I feel like it's too hard to wipe the wet off.
Well, you can wash the skin of whatever you drop. So a cucumber or an apple or something like that, you can wash that. But no, I will not eat anything if it touches the floor for even half a second.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Pepe?
Yeah, it's got to have a solid surface or something. Can't splatter anything like that, you know, so I'll pick it up. But I've never been like, you know, oh, has that been 5 seconds? Or like, I just pick it up immediately. I've never gone to 5 seconds.
Like, it depends where you are. If a bag of chips knocks out of my hand in an airport, it's going right in the trash.
Like he just said, hard surface. It matters. Does the food change if you drop it on carpet versus tile or something?
Absolutely.
Well, the carpet, you get the carpet fibers on there.
Little hairs.
Yeah, the hairs.
No.
So anyway, the scientists have done this study where, not study, but like a test. They took a Petri dish and put it on the ground and see how many microbes it picks up.
Oh, God.
And even 0 seconds, it got, is it microbial or microbial? I don't know.
Microbial.
I think it's microbial.
It is.
They got that kind of 0 seconds, even got some bacteria on it, but you really don't see a lot until you hit the 10-second mark. So you're kind of fit. You're kind of safe in the 5-second, 7-second rule. You get to 10, 10's a bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if it's got the skin, you can wash that. To me, it doesn't really matter. If it's a like if
like an apple, a peeled apple. How about that?
No, not if it's peeled. If it's got the skin on it, then I can wash it off. That's not a problem. I would wash it anyway. But like even if I drop something like a peanut, like let's say I'm eating almonds or something like that, if I drop it, I'm not eating that.
It's encased.
I'm throwing it away.
Oh, I'm eating that.
Yeah, I'm eating that. So chopping it up here on 105.3 The Fan. Have you taken your kids, Bobby or Sean, to the Minecraft movie?
No, I have not. I've heard about what you're going to talk about.
My kid is all in. We've never let him watch it, but somehow he's found Minecraft stuff on YouTube. I don't know what it is. I don't even really know what Minecraft is, but I know Jack Black is in it.
Jack Black's in it. My kids, they like to play Minecraft, my youngest one.
What is it?
It's I don't understand it because it looks like it's a throwback for 50 years ago.
It's a video game.
With video games.
But what is the video game?
You're basically running a town. You're building stuff. You're going to farm, stuff like that. And you're in your own world, basically.
But the graphics are so bad compared to what they should be.
That's the point. They want to make you're like a cubic figure, almost. It's not supposed to be real animation.
It's a little nostalgic.
Yeah, I get that. So what's happening is kids are trashing movie theaters during this movie. There's this one scene where Jack Black says chicken jockey, whatever the hell that means.
Dump that, Peyton.
Yeah. And all the kids, they jump up, they take their popcorn, and they throw their popcorn in the air.
5-second rule.
And popcorn is just run amok.
Oh, no.
Spread all over the movie theater.
What the hell? What was the movie in the 70s that was like this?
I don't know.
Disco
Night at the Ballpark.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. They would a toast, and people would start throwing things or whatever. Like, this was something they did back in the 70s during Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I had no idea about that one. So
what is the reason for it?
It's just, I don't know. It's something that has kind of gotten viral, and
yeah, it's like
a video of it. Now everyone's doing it.
It's one of these, it's one of those, just social phenomenons. Like when the Barbie movie came out and everybody was dressing up as Kent, or one of these minion things and people stop dressing up in your little suits. And
Taylor Swift, I think they brought in glow sticks to dance. Mm-hmm. You got to get to your detention.
I would have brought in a glow stick to drink it so I could not have to deal with Taylor Swift anymore.
Yeah. Speaking of popcorn, it's food. Let's get to detention. Julian, my youngest, my 12-year-old, who asked me some incredibly inappropriate things in the car ride home from practice yesterday.
Can't play the audio.
No, and I can't say these either because these are way beyond. He spent yesterday in lunch detention.
Oh.
Got a call from the
what do they have anymore in school these days? For us, it was after school. That was scary. You get an after school detention. Yeah. And then in-school suspension.
ISS, baby.
And then suspension, and then expulsion. That's the way it went.
That's the way it was for me, too. I did set the eighth grade record for detentions. 108 days of detention in eighth grade.
What?
It was broken the next year by my nemesis, my childhood nemesis, Brad Thompson.
Guys were just McGuire and Sosa.
Well, we were 12 years old. It was a 12-year-old baseball. We were pitching. I was pitching. He was hitting. I walked the first two hitters. He hits a liner right back at me. He hits me in the stomach. Okay? I get up, dust myself off, and don't allow another hit the rest of the game. And then that was my only hit. I peed blood for a week. And then he goes ahead, and he breaks my detention mark.
What were the majority of your detentions for?
Not shutting up. Talking back. I wasn't a bad kid. I was just a loud kid.
Okay.
It's typically goes, at least from my experience, which I have experience with almost all of these.
You would know with Jacob.
It goes detention, ISS, and then it goes a lot of times DAEP, which is alternative schooling, basically pushing you to another campus for a week.
Oh.
And then it's suspension, then it's expulsion. When you're younger, like elementary age, they give you lonely lunch. And they tell you got to sit at a table by yourself during lunch.
Oh, that can't be accepted nowadays.
The way they call it lonely lunch, that just sounds sad.
So that's what he got.
Lonely lunch.
That's what he got.
That was Peyton this morning.
Yeah. He got lonely lunch. And I was like, why? What happened? Well,
he's a great student, right?
He's a fantastic student. He gets really, really good grades. But he also doesn't shut up. And he apparently likes to pass gas. Teacher said he was farting loud and laughing about it and carrying on and wouldn't stop laughing. That's a quote. That's a quote. Now, this is the same kid who will pin the dog down and toot right on the dog.
Oh, man.
Which I do laugh at sometimes. I do laugh at it. I find it, but he can't do that in school. Huh?
That's assault.
You know, it would not surprise me if some idiot out there tries to claim that that's assault.
Or they do with silly string. That'll get you. Some kids last year got in trouble. They were charged with assault for spraying silly string.
Sorry, that's not assault.
How about animal cruelty?
That animal cruelty, maybe.
So how many times do you think he did it? What would constitute detention? If you do it a third time, I gotta punish
this
you.
Kid. Knowing this kid, he just rips it nonstop. I've never seen more. There's if there's that much gas in the Keystone pipeline, like, I'm all in, baby. Let's go. Like, that is the amount of gas this kid has.
So was he worried about getting in trouble?
No, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He used to be scared about getting in trouble, and now he just finds it funny. And now he's trying to, act out and do all those kind of things.
I will say really quickly, you mentioned you got suspension because you wouldn't stop talking, or you got detention because you wouldn't stop talking. That is the one thing I think I can disclose from my conversation with Julian. Was Julian had said, I was like, what's the biggest difference between your dad at home and on the air? And he said, at home, he's like, he talks a lot more on the air. At home, he's pretty quiet. He chills out. He's very mellow. So basically said that you're just kind of, you're kind of settled and even at home.
Yeah, I just, do my thing, just relax. I leave them alone. Leave the kids alone. Let them play their video games. I'll watch them play every now and then.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because my family would be like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so quiet? And I'm like, I just performed for 4 hours.
Right.
I just expended all this. You know, guys don't understand the mental energy, the physical exhaustion it takes to talk. So when I leave here and get home, I don't want to talk to you.
I'm out of breath right now. Just doing the segment.
So if you're listening, Mackenzie, just understand Peyton had to do a half hour work today.
There will be no talking when I get home.
Sean and RJ here, 105 through the Fan. It is Chopping It Up. Do you eat hot dogs at ball games?
Yes, yeah. I just did at the Ranger game.
You just did.
For company day.
How many did you?
Although I feel like hot dogs have gone downhill at games, man.
To me, it's no matter if they're good or bad or great. To me, it's just kind of like you have to get the ballpark. You get a hot dog. I didn't eat one when we went the other day on Sunday, but generally, if I'm there, I gotta buy a hot dog.
I had one.
Americans are expected to eat 7 billion hot dogs between Memorial Day and Labor Day. That is peak hot dog season. But they say that stadium hot dogs have a higher risk of certain types of like colon cancers because of the way they mass cook them or whatever. And that, obviously that just beware, like if you're going to go to Dollar Hot Dog Day, don't try the stadium, the hot dog challenge, which is one hot dog and one beer each inning for the whole nine.
I guess it kind of makes sense that, anything that you're, like, if you're mass producing anything, you're probably going to use some cheaper stuff. So I guess that makes some sense. I mean, I definitely feel like it's not necessarily healthy when I'm eating ballpark food, other than, the fine quality homemade ingredients that Brandon Hurtado uses. but other than that,
Yeah. Okay. Woman was stranded in Puerto Rico.
Is that going to stop you from having a hot dog at a game?
No.
Okay. No.
I'm not a big hot dog at a game guy anyway. I like
handicapped dog.
They've got, I'll generally get like the chicken strips or something like that, or
nachos.
But look, I get it. I understand why people love hot dogs at games. They're fantastic. A woman was stranded with her parrot in Puerto Rico on her way back to the United States or to New York City, I should say.
Yeah.
And they would not let her on board of the plane because this was, she said, an emotional support animal. A pet parrot.
Yes.
I put it a stop to this right now.
All right, we're going to switch roles here.
All right. Get a dog. Get an emotional support dog.
Nope.
It's a parrot.
You can't tell me what animal. It's like the company when they used to reject my coffee for breakfast. I said, I can have it. If I want to have a freaking T-bone, I can have a T-bone for breakfast. You can't tell me what my taste buds like. And you can't discriminate against parrots.
I'm discriminating.
Why are you telling me that a dog can support emotion, but a parrot can't? Parrot can actually talk to me.
Parrot can talk to you.
So there's my RJ Chop, but it better call Chop Defense.
A parrot, though, you're talking about parroting. You're repeating back. So if you're emotionally unstable, the parrot's just going to be repeating back emotionally unstable things to you. So it by nature cannot be.
It cannot be. Yeah, I think we're here because this lady brought a parrot on board because somewhere along the line, we stopped calling people out. We just stopped calling people out on their BS.
Not with this administration.
Yeah, that's right. All right, you can just do anything you want. You can just do anything you want. You can feel any emotion you feel, and it has to be right.
Yes.
Whatever you're feeling has to be right. And we stopped calling people out on their BS. And that's how we get emotional support parrots flying around in an airplane.
Under the old days, Julian could have farted as much as he wanted.
Yeah, he could have. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Turn it over a new leaf.
chopping it up, and this HOV portion of the expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. Let's hook you up for being a Tolo.
All right, Tolo's right now. That's right. Call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Arlington Renegades take on the D.C. Defenders on Sunday, April 27th at Choctaw Stadium in Arlington. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
You weren't allowed to record, or you're not allowed to play the recording. We actually have some of the audio of the VIP secret Nico meeting yesterday. And is there anyone like me who actually wants the Mavs to win tonight? Next on Sean and RJ, 105.3.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.